The third evil was the invasion of the Wainriders, which sapped the waning strength of Gondor in wars that lasted for almost 100 years. The Wainriders were a people, or a confederacy of many peoples, that came from the east. But they were stronger and better armed than any that had appeared before. They journeyed in great wains, and their chieftains fought in chariots. Stirred up, as was afterwards seen, by the emissaries of Sauron, they made a sudden assault upon Gondor, and King Narmakil II was slain in battle with them beyond Anduin in 1856. The people of eastern and southern Rovanion were enslaved, and the frontiers of Gondor were for that time withdrawn to the Anduin and the Emmenweal. At this time it is thought that the Ringwraiths re-entered Mordor. Kalimetar, son of Narmakil II, helped by a revolt in Rovanion, avenged his father with a great victory over the Easterlings upon Dagolad in 1899, and for a while the peril was averted. It was in the reign of Arafant in the north, and Ondaher, son of Kalimeta, in the south, that the two kingdoms again took counsel together after long silence and estrangement. For at last they perceived that some single power and will was directing the assault from many quarters upon the survivors of Numenor. It was at that time that Arvedwë, heir of Arafant, wedded Firiel, daughter of Ondaher, 1940. But neither kingdom was able to send help to the other, for Angmar renewed its attack upon Arthedain, at the same time as the Wainriders reappeared in great force. Many of the Wainriders now passed south of Mordor, and made alliance with men of Khand and near Harad. And in this great assault from north and south, Gondor came near to destruction. In 1944, King Ondaher and both his sons, Artamir and Faramir, fell in battle north of the Morannon, and the enemy poured into Ithilien. But Eärnil, captain of the southern army, won a great victory in South Ithilien, and destroyed the army of Harad that had crossed the river Poros. Hastening north, he gathered to him all that he could of the retreating northern army, and came up against the main camp of the Wainriders while they were feasting and revelling, believing that Gondor was overthrown, and that nothing remained but to take the spoil. Eärnil stormed the camp, and set fire to the Wains, and drove the enemy in a great rout out of Ithilien. A great part of those who fled before him perished in the dead marshes.
This ends Disc 1.